Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Every Monday, the same chair. I just love a different studio because we moved like a year and a half ago to another place, and I love this one. Just one of my guests, the gorgeous Shitanya Ivaturi, just said that she loves the view from this window, although it's dark in Los Angeles. Anyway, oh, Sherman Oaks, that's where we are. Again, your host, Ilona Europa, very excited today. I have studio full of amazing talent. I have a singers, songwriters here, and we all represent different part of the world. We all have, no, the two of them, they don't have an accent, but if they wish, they could have an accent. And two of us, me and Kubaka, we speak very similar language, Polish. He speaks probably Italian too. He will tell us a little bit more about himself. And in the meantime, we are expecting phone call from book writer. We'll see if he will be calling us. That will be pretty serious conversation for a little bit. But hey, we are here to entertain people in many different ways. Okay, then maybe in the beginning I would love to introduce our guest, and they will be introducing themselves, like I said. First, gorgeous Kubaka. Hi Kubaka, are you here?
Hey, how are you? I love the introduction. It was like really sweet.
Oh, I know, sweet, close to the microphone. Yes. And I know your voice is beautiful and big, but this microphone requires close talking. Okay, yeah. Kuba.
Yes.
I saw you in a studio probably a year and a half ago, and then before, like 3 years ago, right, we met in Los Angeles, uh-huh, and things are rolling up for you so much in Hollywood, and we are very, very excited to tell people what's going on in your life, yes?
Thank you so much. Of course, you know, it's like always action. I'm an action addict, so, you know. Long time. I really missed you so much.
You
know,
I missed you, way, too. But I'm reading your post. God, hey, thank you for Facebook. If not
thank
for Facebook,
you for Facebook, yes,
we'll not know what's happening, yes, in our lives, but I saw so much stuff going on in, yeah, your life, and I think this is the time for people to know you even more better, and we'll be playing your new,
you're,
single,
right,
and
yes,
single name
smash
is Smash. We'll be,
that's
smashing,
right,
Smash. It's great song.
Yeah,
I really love
this song because, you know, it was chosen for me this time. I didn't have much to say. It was this great producer, James Gott. I told him I wanted to work with him, and he did Enigma back in the day. Now, stuff like Katy Perry. So I was like, what do you think should be right for me? And he sent me this demo, and I was like, okay, I can do it. I flew to New York. I recorded like in 3 hours, and it really felt good. You know, it's a very sexy, very powerful song. You know, it's about this boy in love with this girl. And but, you know, it's kind of like very, I would say, dynamic and wild and edgy, so it's not like a typical boring song. And we are shooting soon the music video. That'll be fun.
And you know what? The, yes, most important, after a few minutes when I come back and talk to you about your past life and how did you become a singer here in America, because you have great, colorful life story. My life story is great. Oh, but for right now,
yes,
we have a writer and we will be talking serious stuff. Oh, I just hung up on him. Please, can you call me back? That's funny. Red, green. That's Christmas, okay? And I pushed red. Cool. Okay, hopefully he'll call back. But anyway, in studio we have also two wonderful guests that I know very, very well. Okay, maybe we'll start from great young girl. Okay, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Shaitanya Vaturi, and I'm really, really thankful to be here. Thank you for having me here, Ilana.
And you are coming here, like, a lot.
I am. I've been here, like, 3 times now, and I'm really thankful for it.
And again, today we have a big, big reason and a big announcement for everybody to just enjoy it. Now I'm pushing green. We have our writer. Oh. Hello.
Hi, it's John Carter.
Hi, John. I just mixed up red with green, but this is a live radio show, and I think Christmas is coming, and I just saw red, green. I said, let's push red. Sorry, I just disconnected us. Nice to meet you, John Carter. We will be talking to a book writer about a very, very personal book. John, where are you coming from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Springfield, Missouri.
Wow. And we have a friend who connect us, and I'm very happy to have it this time and just talk about your book with our listeners. And then we probably need to say, hi, Jeremiah. Thank you so much for just introducing us to each other, yes?
Yeah, well, Jeremiah's a great guy. I've known him for quite a few years now, and he's you can't beat Jeremiah. He's a great guy.
That's lovely. Okay, but really we have this time, maybe this is a serious topic, but in a way it's not, because your book is just very heartwarming and something that I think a lot of people would love to read. Could you tell us a little bit more when you start writing? What is the idea behind the book? What is the title book? How people can get the book? Just everything what you want to tell us about your book. We would love to know, okay?
Sure. Well, the book is called Don't Take Any Wooden Nickels, and it's basically my father was in the U.S. Army, and he served 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. And on his second tour of duty, when he was there from 68 to 69, starting in January of 1969, I was 6 years old at the time, but he wrote me a letter almost every day.
Wow.
And I didn't know this, but I was always excited to get the letters, but I didn't know this. But my mother had actually kept all those letters he wrote to me. And about 10 years ago, she handed me 2 scrapbooks with the letters and said, here, these belong to you. And so, as an adult, being able to read those letters again and kind of revisit what my dad had wrote to me at that time was really, really touching, really touched my heart. And knowing that he wrote to me virtually every day when, he was in a war zone and didn't even talk about the war, just talked about other things and tried to give fatherly advice and all those kind of things was really kind of exciting for me.
And you were six years old then, and you were writing back to Daddy, yes? And he was responding.
Oh, yeah.
Obvious 6 years old gentleman, pretty young age, but I'm sure you were communicated in much shorter way than your dad. But he was talking about everything what was going on there, yes? Was this scary or was this like, what type of letters they were to you?
Well, his letters to me were just, how are you doing in school? Are you taking care of your little sister? Here's a picture. He would draw cartoons for me. I, in turn, would draw cartoons. We would draw pictures for each other. If I was doing stuff in grade school, I'd send him some of my work that I did in grade school so he could look it over. And he was, he never really mentioned the war itself. He might talk about the temperature or something like that. But other than that, he really didn't talk about the war itself. He was trying to bond with me because we were 12,000 miles apart. And the only way that we had to do that was through paper and pen, because we didn't have Skype, we didn't have internet, we didn't have cell phones or any of that luxury that is around today. So the only way that he could communicate to me and me communicate to him was through paper and pen, and that's what we did.
And do you remember, because post office in 1960-something, I don't know if it was the same what is right now, but you were 6, probably every day you were waiting for the letter from dad, yes?
Yeah, I did. I always was. My mother actually moved us to Center, Missouri at the time because I was sitting at the military base, and I was always sad because I'd never seen my dad come home. And so my mom moved us in with my grandmother and grandfather for a short period of time while my dad was in Vietnam. And I used to run to the mailbox every day to see if dad had sent letters. And they would come sporadic. You know, sometimes you might get two on the same day, and other times you might go 3 or 4 days before you got them, and then maybe two or three more would show up. But it was always an exciting time to get them and read them and read them with my mom. And I was just so thankful that she kept all those. And then what I did with the book is I scanned all of those letters and shared those letters, and then also shared commentary of what I remember at that time, or sent or attached copies of things that I sent to him. And the other thing that I did was I also took the time to walk through the Vietnam War itself and actually look at the timelines of what happened, so that when my dad wrote me a letter on a certain day, I noted what happened in Vietnam or in the United States at that time that was significant the day that he was writing it.
Hmm. And you mentioned you had a sister also. Was she lucky enough to receive another letter from daddy, or you were the favored one?
I was the one that was getting the letters. That was mainly because she was too small to read. So it was a letter written to me, but it was always, give your sister a hug, aww, take care of your big sister. It was always fatherly advice of things to tell my sister, give her a hug, give my mom a hug. So it was always that type of thing that he would write in those letters to make sure that I shared that with the family, and it wasn't just specifically for me. So that was kind of neat.
And how long the separation was going on between you?
He served two tours of duty. So the first time he was over there, it was 64, 65, and then he went back in 68 and 69. So it was a little over a year each time that we were separated.
Yeah, now he was in a way lucky to come back and be part of your life.
Yeah, very much so, because he was actually, first time that he was over there, he was actually part of the 1st Air Cavalry. And both times that he was there, it was very, very dangerous, but you'd never know it reading the letters, because he didn't even talk about anything like that. He was mainly just trying to bond with his son. You know, he was thousands of miles away, and this was his way to reach out and touch and try to raise a child from 12,000 miles away.
Yeah, this is like a story. You know, I know this was a war that's much, much tougher, but like you mentioned, you had no idea what was going on in Dad's life, because you would be much, much more scared if somebody will explain you that Dad maybe will not come back. But it's really a very Christmassy story also, because it's so many parents are right now divorcing, and so many people are living apart, and so many people don't care about each other. And, you know, to having parent care enough being in a war and find the time to really bond with the son that they don't see for so long, I think this is a lesson for all of us. And I think your book is a perfect present under the Christmas tree, or any present, you know, just if you want to put more strength into even children's minds, that stuff like that can really create beautiful bond between daddy and children forever, or mom and whatever. We need to keep the contact with children any way that we could, but your book is a pretty, pretty beautiful statement, you know, how much is right now, so many years later, you know, you are just writing book, and congratulations.
It's kind of funny, because it's a three generation book, because my dad wrote the letters. I elected to put a book together to write about it, because I just thought it was really special. And then my 12-year-old son actually drew the cover of the book.
Wow.
So it was kind of a three-generation deal, and all three of us got involved. We're all still very, very close today, and my dad will turn 80 this December. And we're all very, very close and still have a very special bond. And that's one thing I'll never forget. My dad was in the service for 21 years, so he's had a couple tours of duty in Vietnam. He's had a tour in Korea. He had two tours of duty in Germany. In fact, that's where I was born. I was born in Nuremberg. So,
I will say congratulations. I will say that people need to check my Facebook Accent On page, which I post the links to your book. But you, if in your own words, could you give us one more time the title of the book, your name, and a way how we can purchase one?
Sure. It's called Don't Take Any Wooden Nickels. It's written by John William Carter, and you can get it three ways. You can go to my website, which is www.vietnamwoodennickels.com, or you can also find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online.
Wonderful, wonderful. I cannot wait to get to just purchase my own copy. And I don't know, I want something from you. Little few words like, hi, Ilona. Thank you for interviewing.
I'll do it.
I know you
I'll
will.
I'll even send you a wooden nickel. I've got wooden nickels I give with the book, too.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, for right now, I think I will wish you happy holidays and to all your
same
family.
To you.
And say hi to your daddy. And I'm hoping millions of people will go to Amazon and whenever they want to go, check our links on Facebook and just purchase this one. It's a beautiful, beautiful, uplifting story. We need lots of them like that. Thank you so much for calling.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Thank you so, so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That's beautiful. You know, what can I say? We have a show. I wasn't so serious. I'm so happy because, in a way, this conversation, like I said, has a very good ending. Everything is good. We love our parents. Then I will say, everybody, please go and buy a book. That's what we'll do. And I need to say that we have, like I say, we have today Kubaka, a wonderful star from Europe. And we share the same country that we were born.
Yeah.
Kuba, right now you are in Hollywood, yes?
That's right, yeah.
And like I mentioned, we have Chaitanya here with us.
Stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Chaitanya, I'm so, so bad. I'm your coach for almost 2.5 years, and you need to still probably not liking me because I have my own way to describing your name. I called you Chaitanya, but you're saying your words always different. Can you tell us one more time how to...
Chaitanya.
Shay. That's why mommy sometimes says Shay. The short version?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, to me, you'll be always Chaitanya, but Chaitanya is even prettier.
I like that.
It's between you and me only. I'm coaching my beautiful 13-year-old singer star for almost 2.5 years, and we have results, and I will be playing some songs from all of my artists. Then we have her brother with us, who is yawning right now, but I took them straight from schools. Raju Ivaturi.
Hi.
That's the gorgeous voice. And Raju, how old are you?
I'm 16 and I turn 17 tomorrow.
And what can I say? Yay! We have so much right now to talk about. I will start from Cuba because he's our international guest, and I think we need to give him time, and we need to play his smash title, single. Okay.
There we go.
Maybe let's play some music, okay?
Yes.
Let's start from the single. Okay. Take my hand and I'm down. We can talk all alone, baby, so we can really get some. Really get some. Got all night. Slow as roll. Cause the world from its eyes speak your mind, so we can really get some.
Smash.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We are uncensored. We can say word freaking.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
I love Cuba. I'm so happy you got a hit. I really, really, really think you got a hit. Now, we need to move the earth to make this song go to the Billboard charts.
Yes, okay? That's right.
Anybody, everybody who listens, remember, go to LA Talk Radio and go also in 40 minutes to video channel, because we'll be seeing Kubaka. He's the hottest dude ever. He looks so good. He's so beautiful inside and out. This man is really, really very, very charming. And
he
lived so many lives in a very, very good way. You just know.
You
just know Poland. You just know Europe very, very well. You were traveling all around the world. Can you tell us a little bit about your life?
Absolutely. Well, you know, my life is always this, I call it adventure with no limits in space and time, you know, because I started to experience life in different places like Poland, Italy, Egypt. So, you know, being with that mix of heritage, you really see the world differently, you know. Either, you know, you belong to one place or you just take yourself internationally, and I chose that. So I feel very happy in Los Angeles. You know, it's great. With such great friends like you and this amazing, you know, duo from
we'll do something together.
Here, you know,
I really, really believe
with such
that
such a great energy.
We will be on the stage.
You know, that's what
together.
I love. I mean, to see young people, you know, with such beautiful passion and drive and talent.
You see, I was hoping that they would be looking up to you in a way, and you'll be looking also up to them.
I look up to you guys,
and I'm looking up to them too.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
It's just amazing because talent has no age and no
Absolutely.
Place where he's
that's
born.
Right.
Talent is in the talent.
Yeah, you know, I think that's so important for people to really put out even more in music industry, to really showcase that there is no boundaries in, you know, united hearts of people enjoying the music.
Absolutely.
Making the music. And I really believe it has such a mission to make this world
better place. Yeah.
And, you know, also to have, you know, that self inspiration that you can move mountains, you know, for everyday people, you know, because not everybody's willing to do music, but even though they enjoy it. And I think when they enjoy something that comes so much from your heart, like from these guys here.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh. We will
then,
be listening.
Yes.
We'll be listening to Titania.
Then, you know, people, I can't wait. You know, then people really just, I feel, they will not think of different problems that much in such a sense of way that, you know, a lot of people, they feel really lost and lonely. I mean, we really have such a difficult
and without music
times.
We're nothing.
Absolutely.
It's like just you play music and you are right away in the mood of whatever mood
That's
you want
right.
to be.
Yes.
And then memories are the mood of whatever you wanted to be many, many years ago. We just play great music.
That's
and
right.
I trust me, people, we have amazing artists right now, and obviously the Smash, there will be a smashing success.
Yes.
I know. I feel it, and like I said,
wait
we'll
for the
do
video.
Magic.
Video will be really fun. Yeah.
I know.
Such a great
Cuba.
Feeling.
Okay. I know that you have few very good production behind you and in front of you. Could you tell us last year you did so much?
Oh, yeah, the last year. Well, you know, I started the year flying at Avalon in Hollywood. It was so much fun because we were filming with E! Channel, and it was prime time E! Channel. It aired in June. So we were waiting a few months for that to, you know, be all edited. And then now we just came back from New York. We did NBC special with also like the little sketch acting, you know, kind of like Saturday Night Live, but it was this new show of Tanisha Thomas. She's just a wonderful lady. So you know, with that having accomplished, we just went for this new single We now will promote it. We'll do the video. We'll do the promo tour. And also we hit the stage with WWE, what I never fought in my life, but I always wanted to do it. Yes. Ooh, and actually we started to work with Dwayne Johnson family on that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, that's a twist.
It'll be really different because it will kind of bring the pop culture to the wrestling entertainment, what they never did before. And that became the point. We have great people there, and you know, it's very challenging, especially physically.
Apropos, you know, physically, you really are
you
very.
You think you're gonna have a problem? You look with physically.
Great. You look great. You I know you ready. Care about your body. You have big.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have training. You are training because you believe
I
that
train every
human
day.
Need to be well, the best inside
you know,
and
I
out.
I always say that you know people so much often they care about clothes and cars, but you know our machine, our body is really the key. You know, if you don't have that covered, you know, the best Lamborghini will not help. So you really, you know, you have to put work into yourself to feel better, to be happy.
I feel like I'm a Lamborghini without engine.
You are Lamborghini.
Something's missing.
You are Lamborghini. No, you
without
are.
Engine.
And you see, and you know, also again, to inspire through fitness, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to put the pop touch into fitness industry to make fitness really hot.
I love it.
Even more than it is. And you know, also what is, I think, very important, what lately we got involved with, we started to work with Massimo Comoli, who is original Gianni Versace's designer.
Okay.
And also to really embrace this that, you know, we wanted to a little bit twist.
Bring elegance.
And you know, to bring a little bit of revolution. Woo-hoo! For the male fashion in the pop culture.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we felt it's a little bit boring lately.
It is boring.
So
not you. You look hot. We know it. Hot.
So we wanted to do something, you know, kind of like just to inspire men to maybe go bolder and bigger and more macho.
Why not?
With how, you know, how women express themselves on stage.
Right.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they give full entertainment towards men. So we wanted to bring full entertainment towards ladies, you know, to make it interesting. But again, you know, because we work with Gianni Versace's designer, who actually invented the whole Medusa all Versace DNA, so it's amazing to be with the guy who not only can see the fashion through the eyes of industry, but through the eyes of history, you know. So we go very much about Troy, Alexander the Great, Caesar. We're very, very
That's heroic. Why it's so unusual. Your cover for Smash is very unusual.
Yes,
the way
you.
How you brand yourself is very unusual. I think you are describing why. That's very, very good point that you did this on our radio, because people sometimes will not understand why Cuba, who is very young, unusual, and then he brings this just look of Caesars, of gladiators,
right.
Of
yes.
Just great budding building look. But you have a reason that I think everybody needs to go to what website?
Kubaka.com, KVAKA.com. And yeah, I mean, really, the reason is so just straightforward, because I was raised, you know, in places where that ancient culture was so much into your face.
That's
you know,
beautiful.
And Greece, Rome, Egypt, and that moved me so much to go for my dreams, like all that epic, you know, ancient gods and the battles and the love affairs they had.
Bigger than
all
life,
of that,
yeah.
You know. So,
and the honesty, because you win or you lose completely. There was
absolutely.
No between.
Yes.
Or you were killed or you
that's
killed
right.
somebody. And
that's right.
Then I will say, people, please, Kubaka is a controversial artist, and we like this about you. Why not?
Thank
you are bringing people and make them talk about you. And when they go on your website, they will be probably questioning lots of things, but only
lots
people who
things.
Do not understand, just try to understand deeper the reason by what you do and why you are doing this way.
Yes.
Because I somehow believe your vision will win in the end. And I'm
thank
your
you.
Fan. And of course, I know my beautiful Titania and Raju from right
best.
Now. We are going crazy for you. I think, Raju, we need to just say, you have a new album on iTunes.
Yeah. So I just made my debut album. It's titled Reminiscence, which is spelled R-E-M-I-N-I-S-C-E-N-C-E. It's kind of long. But yeah, I think it's representative of what I wanted to accomplish with the album. So that's why I titled it so. And it's my first project, and I have many more to come with Alona as my mentor and coach and my sister by my side. So I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I'm just looking forward to what the future holds.
Our future will be beautiful for you. Why? Because you have work ethic, you have talent, you are amazing singer-songwriter, your lyrics and our our music is just hot, and we have amazing producers also producing album for you and from Chaitanya. Now I'm really nervous how to say your name, you know, Chaitanya. And no, my way, Chaitanya. Then last year I was writing around 30 songs, but I say our table in my living room, small living room I have, and very antique table, it was like the hottest place ever because it's so much ideas we created. And we are taping, thank you, everything on an iPhone. That was amazing way for hours. And then year and a half later, we have two great albums. I think your album has many different sounds in it, but because we have Kubaka and Ilona Europa loves dance music and electronica music, and happened that one of producers on this album for the two songs was Domenico Capuano from Eiffel 65. And Domenico Capuano right now writes scoring music in Los Angeles, and I was proud to sponsor him to come to America and just work here. But from time to time, if I ask Mimo, he is doing amazing job on for the dance floor, and we got lucky, I think. Yes, what is the title of the song?
It's called Sounds of the Night, and yeah, produced by Domenico Capuano from Italy. And he's a really cool guy. I'm so thankful for his production, and I hope you guys enjoy the song.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Sounds of-
my gosh. Yeah. And he's only 17. Bravo. Awesome. We need to also say thank you to Dan Solovitz from Punch Music, because he mastered and produced whole album. Yes, and we have also two tracks that we co-wrote with Dan Solovitz. Mm-hmm. And also Bob Waits,
amazing man, super nice guy. Let me record.
Sound designer.
Yeah, Oscar-winning sound designer on very successful projects. Let me record the majority of my album in his home studio, and he produced one of my songs with his own instruments that he played by hand.
Yeah.
He's just an amazing guy, and I'm so thankful to know him through Ilona, and thank you, Ilona.
We brought the bestest people for sure for these young talents, and we have big announcement right now about Chitania. Okay, Chitania, we sent it to one of the video that Natasha Miraya from my daughter from Taipei Entertainment created for you for the song Taj Mahal, which is on the dance radio right now. Yes. And in promotion. And the video just we submitted to River Nation, which for America's Got Talent, they were looking into artists. And Chitania got chosen. Five artists just got chosen to go straight to Simon Cowell in front of the biggest jurors for America's Got Talent. And in February, my girl, who was 10 and a half years old 3 years ago, and I had her in my studio playing with my tiny little dog, and then working on her voice, and then co-writing, then going to studio, then also releasing beautiful album. Now she will be singing in February 6th in front of the judges for America's Got Talent, and she's not waiting in lines. She is appointed to be heard by big people in this industry. Congratulations, beautiful.
Yay. Beautiful. Thank you. I'm terrified.
I know you are, but we'll make you to not be because you deserve everything. But I think pitch was so good by me, then I think we need to listen to your voice. What about that?
Go for it. I'm down for that. Yeah.
And title of your album is
Picture Perfect.
And Picture Perfect is available on iTunes and everywhere, wherever people want to go. Again, Picture Perfect. Please go for the spelling of her beautiful name to my Facebook page. But I'm telling you, you see this name once and hear her voice, and you just want to know the rest of 10 songs. Okay, then Picture Perfect. Is this not our first song that we wrote? No?
This was our first song that we wrote, and then we put a hold on it, and we started with the other ones, and then we came back to it.
Wow, what a song we created. I'm so proud of us. Let's play it. Your style. People will love it.
Life can seem picture perfect. How it was in your mind every day and every night. What seems to be and what seems to need are two different things. It was the color of that dying rose that woke me up. Same old circle. Can you face yourself to maybe try and
just gosh. Beautiful. She was not even 13. She was 12 years old when we were recording the song. And again, Domenico Capuano, Dan Solovitz, and Bob
Much
Studio.
Love. Thank you to all of them.
So many hours, you know, to put our albums together. But we did it. Girls, people who listen, talent has no age. Like I said, Chitania was 10 and a half when I got her. I knew she has a talent. The same with Raju. Raju was singing classical Indian music. I knew he wants to be a pop star. And I knew that he has amazing potential. And now they are singing duos on Raju's album. We have one or two songs that with Sister. And I think, if not them and not Kubaka, who can enter this business in bigger smash and bigger,
you know,
kaboom?
I love that. Like every single thing that happened in this room today, it was like, you know, there was some kind of pain in the backstory somewhere, but it's just so ceaselessly optimistic. Like, that's so beautiful.
You are so right. In a funky way, Ilona Europa, from time to time, is pushing my own songs. Then I will probably play Eternal Kiss, which I love the song a little bit, because I like the word Eternal Kiss, because we will love each other forever. And I really believe that if we meet and we like people and we like each other, probably we'll be forever happy and friends. And I believe also Amen. That one day we will be on a stage together. Another yes. great news today, Natasha Miraya, my daughter, tomorrow is starting her job on Lionsgate premiere. Yay. And Yay. She will be working for big boss.
Go, and Natasha.
Go, Natasha. Yeah. We love you.
So proud
of you. This is like the bestest show ever. Everybody has something good to say.
It's been like 2.5 years. We've known her for so long. At least just, you know, me and my brother. And just we've been hearing about like all of these ups and downs, and I just wanted to say, because I've always wanted to say this to you, but I look up to you so much. Aww. I'm so happy for you, Natasha. I'm so happy for you.
We are loving her. She's a great girl, and her break just came, and she deserves it. That's for sure. Like all of us. Smash single soon on the Billboard charts. Raju Vaturi, his album called Reminiscence is on iTunes right now, and please, people, check this album. It's just amazing. High school, because he's just ending high school. Everybody in high school is going crazy, and you know, making friends in high school and not being like pooped down, saying everybody loves it. And we are just releasing this album to the public. We don't have yet hard copy in our hands, but we have the cover, which we'll show on our video channel show, the best of Poland and Europe, Accent On with Ilona Europa, in 15 minutes. Chitania, your album Picture Perfect is just picture perfect. And
Thank
we
you.
Will
You're
be watching
perfect.
You. We'll be watching you on America's Got Talent, and we'll be keeping our fingers crossed. I will be there. Your parents will be there. Probably will be nervous like you, different way. Your problem to win. And we will pray that you will make big difference. And okay, I'll pay a little bit, play Ilona Europa Eternal Kiss. And Club Junkies from UK did this one, and we are just in danceable mood today also. Okay, I'm trying to be nice. Of course, song is much longer, but I have great guests here. Then we still have 3 minutes that we can talk about stuff. Like I mentioned, Accent On is a show that brings people from all around the world who have an accent. Sometimes they don't, but anyway, they make a difference in this country. Today we have a very, very cool influence of Indian culture and India, because that's what Chaitanya and Raju is representing. And your parents are from, originally from?
They're from Andhra Pradesh in India, which is now actually separated into Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, but that's a different story. Yeah, so they're from southern central India, and they moved to America while they were studying for their master's degrees. And so they moved to California after starting in Pennsylvania, and we moved around a lot, and now we're here.
Wonderful. And names of mommy and daddy, because we love them. They are supporters, like the best supporters of your talent. And yeah. The same we'll be talking, you know, your parents. And the same my parents. They are not here with us on this earth anymore. But if not for my mom and dad, I would be nothing. But your name, mommy and daddy?
My dad's name is Siam Ivaturi, and I love him so much.
And my mom's name is Sarita Ivaturi, and I also love her very much.
They're one of the coolest parents ever. They're really, really wonderful. And your mama is from Italy, yes?
Yes, Tina. Yeah,
oh, Tina is the most beautiful mother. Yeah. Everybody is a
she's
great
so
mother,
sweet.
But your mother is really a very special lady. Very classy, and she is in this business, but a little bit above pop music, I will say. She is a manager and lawyer. What is her
She's entertainment lawyer. Actually, no, when I started to perform, she decided to quit, you know, divorcing law and some law like that, formal law, to more of a sin law of entertainment.
Ouch.
So, she really protects me so much, and we went through a lot together.
And your daddy?
And my dad is my business manager, and also he's in economics. He's a professor of economics, actually. So.
And his name is?
Andrew. Yes.
And it's so fun because daddy's Polish and mama is
Italian.
Daddy's
Polish.
Italian.
Mama Italiana, sì.
Oh, my gosh.
But also, you know, my mom, she really has a deep heritage because she, south of Italy, and also a little bit touching, you know, like the Egypt and stuff. So she's very, you know, like with interesting appeal, because when I introduce my mom to people, they have no idea, is she white, is she black, is she oriental?
She has a great suntan, but no, that's her skin.
When she's on sun, she's black. Me too. My father's red. Yeah, so
pinkish.
You know, he's from the north, but we become so dark that lately in Polish tabloids there was this huge sensation. I mean, my parents thought, you know, that they will die there, because some journalists came with the idea that I changed my race and that I am black.
No,
now.
You didn't.
But I
we
did it
you
actually.
Here.
Yes. So, but no, when you go to that news, actually, what people do, people believe. So I'm
let
like,
them
well,
talk. I like
absolutely.
When people talk.
No, it made me really laugh.
That's funny.
Especially when they believe. So yes. I changed my race. I am now me, myself, again. Yes.
That's beautiful. And in a way, we are almost one more minute here. I also would like to say that I am privileged to we'll be having fun in New Year. We will be having party for international people who want to join us. And I'm posting from time to time post about a New Year's party. I decided to sing 4 songs, and we'll be having cool artists with us. Also great food, da-da-da-da. But again, whoever wants to join us and be part of our celebration 2016, just welcome. Check on Accent On and Accent On, the best of Poland and Europe, the posters, and please call and order the table. Food will be great. Everything will be fine. And also, I would like to say hi to many, many students, international students from Los Angeles Arts Performance Conservatory, when I have a pleasure to teach performance and vocals techniques from around 20 young and not so young actors, screenwriters, directors, who just discovering that they have singing talents, and some of them, 5 of them, oh my gosh, this will be next leg's 2 years of something special, and boy, these people can sing. And they are from all around the world, from Egypt, from Canada, from Germany, from Japan. I just love it. What I'm saying, world became one right
Amen.
Now. And we are a representation, Accent is a representation of the best, what Accent can be.
You are the best, Ilona.
Of course. I love you people so much. Please, everybody,
10
more minutes. Switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio, and you can find us on iTunes, you can on YouTube, you can find us on Stitches. We are everywhere. And thank you for listening and downloading my show. I really, really appreciate Kubaka, Radio Ivaturi, and Chaitanya Ivaturi.
Thank you.
Ilona Europa, like always.
God bless.
Till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.